There is so much focus nowadays on coming out, which is the process of telling others about your sexuality or gender identity, that we do not tend to talk much anymore about the act of being in the closet. The concept of being in the closet or closeted is an important one to be familiar with, because you may encounter people in your life who are closeted. Knowing how to navigate that part of their identity will help both of you and allow you to support that person to the best of your ability. Hi everybody and welcome to the Rainbow Channel. My name is Tony Polinis and I'm your host. Today we are going to talk about being a closeted gay man. I know personally a lot of people that even at their age, they remain a closeted gay man. But with me is a returning guest who is sobrang guapo. Please welcome my dear friend, B. Please welcome my B. How are you, B? Happy New Year.
Hello, Tony. Happy New Year. It's nice to be back.
How was your holiday? You had a brief holiday in the Philippines. How was it?
Sobrang bilis lang actually. Five days ba? No, 1 week din kasi na-isolate ako sa Philippines ng 5 days. Almost 6 days.
How was your isolation experience?
Okay naman. My work keep me sane.
That's good. But you were lucky. You were in a very, very good hotel.
Nice. Yes.
Yeah.
Very nice hotel. Yeah.
Oh. Oh.
Kasi yung food lang, medyo off yung food. Pero okay naman.
Oh, really? Alam mo ba doon nag-quarantine si Shamsi Supsu?
Ha? Talaga?
Yeah.
Sayang, di kami nagkita.
Doon siya nag-quarantine after they came back from Israel. After the pageant. So, kasi nalagay niya yun sa Instagram niya. So, yeah, you were lucky because I have a friend na napunta sa sa Sogo Kalentong Hotel. Grabe. Pero swerte naman siya.
Well, pinag-pray ko din siguro. Kaya siguro.
Swerte rin naman ka kasi nakabook siya doon. Charot. Grabe mo. Yep. Anyway, so but all in all your holiday, I was so jealous of you kasi nga nakapag-holiday ka na, you're able to spend Christmas with your family.
Yes, lakasan lang din ng loob actually. Maraming mga Pinoy din dito na very hesitant sila but unless they'll try naman. Yun nila, alam mo yun, pag natakot kasi sila when they're scared or anxious sila na umuwi because of this, because of that. Eh, since meron namang mga regulations, just follow the regulations. Makakuwi ka naman. Yun nga lang. Limited time. Maikli lang.
Parang nung parang when I was able to go on a holiday for the first time, I was able to go to Paris. Tapos sabi ko sa sarili ko, ganito lang pala. Masyado kong inano yung sarili ko tapos ganito lang pala yung pagdadaanan ko. So sabi ko, mag-holiday na uli ako. And until this bloody Omicron happened, so that limits us on holiday. Ang dami-dami namin case. But the only thing that I wanted to find out, did you use the coin?
No, hindi na. hindi ko na ginamit yung coin. Naging firm na ako din kasi uwi na.
Dalagan nila kasi mo na yung loob.
Kasi kung parang inisip ko na lang nun is kung hindi ako or kung mag-i-stick ako dun sa fear na ito yung mga mangyayari is hindi ako makaka-uwi dun sa panahon na gusto ko.
Yeah, true.
Didepende ako sa sitwasyon ng lahat which is pinaniniwalaan ng lahat na hindi pwede or wag na muna. Marami nagsasabi na wag na muna, not now. Mm. Pero kasi nung tinry ko siya, it's a fulfillment din. I get to see my family.
Nice. Were you able to go out and have fun?
Hindi masyado.
Mm-hmm.
Pero nag-stick ako din sa bahay lang muna. Lumalabas-labas kami with family, pero yung personal na leisure na labas, no?
No. Before you left, pre-promise mo sa Twitter that you're going to be celebrating on your holiday.
Oh, nagawa ko 'yon. Yes.
Good job.
Entire stick. Wait, but wala lang.
Madami bang ano, madami bang temptation sa Philippines? Maraming guwapo.
Sana kahit saan naman may guwapo, syempre. Nasa harapan mo na siya.
Kaya ka sabi ko sobrang guwapo. Oh my
joke
God.
Joke lang, joke lang.
People
joke
know how my friend looks like. Anyway, so having said that, you're a self-proclaimed with a lot of things. You're a self-proclaimed professional overthinker,
mm-hmm.
and you're also a self-proclaimed a closeted gay man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was reading an article by Dr. Jack Drescher, and I think he's a psychologist or a psychiatrist. And he wrote an article on Psychiatric Times, and very interesting article that talks about homosexuality, and part of that is being a closeted gay man. And apparently there are two types of a closeted gay man. Yung isa, yung closeted siya kasi hindi niya ma-admit sa sarili niya yung identity niya. And then the other one is a self-aware homosexual, meaning to say, alam niya na yung gay siya, pero he doesn't like to reveal himself to the society. And he chose to be in a closet and to have like a two persona, one private life and or persona or one public persona. So nasan ka dun sa dalawang identity ng closeted gay? Are you the one who cannot accept as a gay man, or you're as homosexually aware of your identity?
I guess I can identify myself on the second one.
The second one.
I accept. Yeah, tanggap ko naman sa sarili ko, pero there is hesitation that I don't want to be ano may yun, identified as gay. Mm-hmm. Dun sa society natin ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
Parang open ako na ganun ako sa sarili ko, but when it comes to the outside,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to be identified as like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Saan yung hesitancy nang gagaling?
Hesitancy siguro growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Nandun, yung growing up kasi nandun yung fear. Doon naman nag-uugatan na is fear. Fear na baka na iba yung tingin sa'yo, na though mas ano na ngayon na, though mas fluid na yun yung ano ngayon kasi yung sexual orientation ngayon, sobrang fluid niya na. Pero compared nung me growing up, hindi eh. Hindi siya may binubuli talaga, merong mga, ayoko nung feeling na considering my personality na introverted ako, tas ibubuli mo pa ako. So, yun. Yun yung medyo takot ako mabully basically. Mm-hmm. And ayoko kasi na ayoko yung attention ng lahat is na sa akin. Growing up, ayoko ng attention na sa akin lahat. And then, tapos ibubuli ka. So, syempre, yung mga tao, mga classmates mo, where you're in school, is magiging na sa'yo yung attention. Yun yung ayoko.
Meron ding, ano, ang tao dito. Sa family, obviously, your family doesn't know.
Yeah, yeah.
Or any member of your family are aware. No.
Ano ba? Siguro napapansin naman nila, pero alam mo yan, they opt to not distinguish it as me being a gay guy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Though napapansin naman na siguro the way I talk or the way I deal with things. Ano mo yan?
The way you talk, parang imposible naman ata ma-distinguish the way you talk.
Paano ba? Kasi old school, old-fashioned yung parents ko tsaka yung family ko eh. So, pag meron silang unusual na kilos ka, even the people around you, they would distinguish it. Mahaba din siya. Well, actually, napansin naman na nila yun me growing up.
Okay.
Yeah. So, ikukwento ko na lang pahapyaw yung experience ko being a closeted gay growing up.
Okay. What about friends? How many friends of yours are aware na you're a closeted gay guy?
No. No, wala. Ah, siguro yung mga bago kong nakilala ngayon. Kasi nung nag-start ako, we talked earlier regarding dun sa nambabash.
Yeah.
Nambabash ni gay. Yes.
Uh-huh.
As I have been a homophobic. Naging homophobic ako.
Ah.
Yes, kasi ayokong ma-associate. Yung siguro ang tingin ko nun is being pag naging homophobic ka is you will be distinguished as not gay kasi nga binabash mo sila or binubully mo yung mga gay. So they would not perceive you na abading ka. So ay hindi to bading pala. Na hindi ka bading kasi nga you are against doon sa mga taong ganun. So naging yung naging tingin nila sa akin. So I got friends. Wala akong nakuhang friends na ano. Hindi ako nakipag-friends talaga nun sa mga LGBTQ. But don't get me wrong. Siyempre, yun lang yung way ko as myself na hindi ako, alam mo yun, hindi ako ma-associate sa kanila.
Hmm. So, yeah. None of your personal friends are aware that you're a closeted gay guy? It's only...
My old friend, yung mga previous, yun talagang original, yung mga friends ko ng matagal na panahon na they have no idea.
So, yung mga kami na lang, yung mga sa Twitter na lang, yung mga nakakakilala.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you been in, how many relationships you've had before?
Yung lendi-lendi, college one, yes. Then yung normal, I mean like the usual fling, dalawa. The serious one is isa. The serious one is isa. The fling is isa. And then yung normal na. Yung wala lang.
Uh-huh.
So fling lang din siguro. Dalawang fling siguro.
Ah, okay. Wow, okay. Did you have a girlfriend before?
Yep. We broke up 2020. Yeah.
How many girlfriends?
No, 19 pala. Sorry.
How many girlfriends you had?
Three.
You had three girlfriends, but you already considered yourself as gay, or are you just bisexual? Oh no, you're gay talaga.
Ewan ko ah, kasi yung term na bisexual parang normal na siyang ginagamit. Ayokong makot dito ah, pero para sa akin kasi is yung term na bisexual is has to be na attracted ka physically sa babae and then sa lalaki.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's if love does it count pa? Na
I think yung bisexuality
pwede,
is not it's not just physical attraction but it's the same way yung you fall in love with you're attracted you're
mm-hmm.
sexually and emotionally attracted to the same to the two sexes men and both sa babae tsaka sa lalaki although bisexuality is for me is widely unused or misused word or identity na ginagamit especially sa Philippines because I feel like it's a sort of a convenient lang sa mga ibang tao na sabihin na bisexual.
Oo, na ayaw nilang matag sila as gay.
Exactly.
So gamitin na lang nila is bisexual na lang sila. So,
exactly. And that boils down it boils down to why there's two classic case of homosexual closeted. A closeted homosexual. Mm-hmm. Yung iba kasi hindi nila matanggap yung sexuality nila as gay man. So, they tend to conform on a different identity. Para lang masabi na hindi sila gay. Kasi parang mas acceptable para sa kanila physically or emotionally or psychologically yung pagiging bisexual. It's for me, it's ano yun eh, parang cover yun eh, parang ganun. So, that's why hindi ko masyadong get yung bisexuality term, especially if a Filipino guy is using it. I'm really sorry, but I'm just stating a fact. But I've met real bisexual people here in the United Kingdom, and I've been in relationship with them. Anyway, dito din sa ano sa journal na sa binasa ko. meron siyang sinasabi dito na yung self-esteem and the closet. Dinidiscuss niya dito yung ano, yung hindi niya pagsasabi ng ano, some closeted gay people can reflexively speak without revealing the gender of the person being discussed. So parang sinasabi, hindi niya binibigay yung pronoun. So say for example, halimbawa, sasabihin mo na, tinanong kita, like, what did you do over the weekend? Oh, I went out with this person that I'm seeing or I'm dating. Or I went out with my partner. Laging ganon. Hindi mo nire-reveal yung gender or yung pronoun ng tao. Kasi nga, you don't want to reveal yourself to the other people. So that's another form of ibang self-esteem yung inaano mo, pinoproject mo sa tao. And have you experienced that?
Hindi naman kasi I barely go out with guys. So,
But during the time that you were in a relationship with this guy, so paano yung going out or...
Come again?
Di ba you said you were in a relationship before with a guy? You had one relationship before. Yeah. Sabi mo, di ba? Earlier?
No, not really. Hindi kami into a relationship. We've seen each other. Oh, pero hindi kami naging as in a relationship.
Okay, so you were seeing each other. So, paano yung mga normal friends mo? If they ask you, like, is it... Na-experience mo ba yung tinanong ka, like, or ng family mo, like, saan ka galing? Or what did you do? Pero kasama...
Walang nagtatanong sa akin kasi wala namang nakakaalam. Kasi wala namang nakakaalam din.
Yan. So, hindi mo na-experience yung ganitong self-esteem na closeted na sinasabi niya na yung scenario na pinagtatakpan yung identity nung kasama nila. So, hindi mo pa siya na-experience?
No, hindi pa.
Okay. So, is it difficult to be a closeted gay man?
Difficult. Oo. Para sa akin, kasi I can't be, ano yun, be who I am in public pa.
How did it start ba na naging, ano ka, naging closeted gay man? Is it a conscious choice for you or because there were situations that led you to be one?
Ayun nga, kasi because of fear. Takot akong mabully. Takot ako na may fear kasi talaga sa akin na pag tinawag kang ganun is you'll be different. Ayoko maging iba. Mm-hmm. Like, nung growing up, actually talaga nung bata pa ako, ever since bata pa ako, I feel I'm different. I feel myself na ganito. It's a gay. Kasi alone, parang, alam mo yung typical na batang bading.
Uh-huh.
That I use, ginagamit ko yung kumot to create as a dress. Na ako lang mag-isa. Tapos meron pa nito. Ito, sobrang particular nito. I have a best friend. Babae naman. May best friend akong babae ng bata ako.
Uh-huh.
Tapos, she always asked me to play with her yung mga paper dolls.
Uh-huh.
And then, alam mo yun, sabi, daw gusto ko siyang maging kalaro ng paper dolls. Natatakot ako kasi nga, matatag ako as ganun. Parang matatawag na ako bading mga kasi nga naglalaro ako. Doon, so, ang ginagawa ko, nagpapaalam ako sa parents ko, ma, pwede ba ako maglaro ng paper dolls? Ganun. So, papayag naman sila since mga bata pa naman kami. And later I know, ganun na pala tawag sa akin ng mga matatanda sa amin, like mga oldies dun sa lugar, sa community namin, na they identify me as gay na bata. Though wala naman batang nang-aasar din sa akin na ganun. Mm-hmm. So ang ginagawa ko, nang-aasar ako ng ibang batang bading just to, I mean, divert your attention sa akin, papapunta sa kanila. Ganun.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, nung nag-high school na, then I left from elementary tapos naging high school, I choose my friend na hindi ako magkaroon ng kaibigan na bading. I hang out pero nung elementary kasi medyo ano pa, sobrang introverted ako, hindi talaga ako nakikisalamuha kahit kanino. And then nung nag high school ako, nakihang out ako dun sa mga straight friends ko na ano mo yun, bully. And then though alam nila, I mean, ako personally is, hindi ako makarelate doon sa klase ng conversation nila. Like, mm-hmm. playing sports, doing stupid things with, alam mo yun, yung mga perverted things.
Mm-hmm.
And then, ang ginawa ko na lang is nag-excel ako, nagpapaka-excel ako sa academics ko just to hang out with them. Kasi, for example, tinutulungan ko sila sa mga assignments nila, ganyan-ganyan. So, I get to hang out with them. Yan.
Do you have to, being a closeted gay man, kailangan ba mag-reflect doon? Reflect din ba ako ano yung kilos mo, yung hobby mo, yung mga interest mo, just to hide the truth about your identity, your sexual identity?
Yes, yes. In-engage ko yung sarili ko in playing basketball. Yes, I play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
Tapos mag-basketball ka, tapos madidikit ka sa lalaki po. Oh, sarap.
I know, hindi. Nandidiri ako sa mga pawis. No? nanilimahid sa pawis.
Pagkandasagi mo, oh my God, dumikit yung kamay ko.
Nakakadiri kaya pag sa basket. Pag sa basketball, nakakadiri. No, hindi siya
pero minsan, di ba, pagka talagang sumasalo, sumampay yung katawan mo, pati yun, dumikit sa katawan mo, hindi ka ba kinikilig na, oh my God, ang sarap.
Ay, hindi. Nandidiri ako. Kasi so, pawis yun. Pero ngayon normal siguro. Pwede akong dumating sa point na yun na dumidikit yung banana. I guess.
So you engage on activities like
sports,
basketball,
pa-macho things na ginagamit.
Okay.
Now, nagustuhan ko naman actually na tripan ko din naman. That's why I've been into more cycling. Active. Yeah. So I've been into more cycling dito ko na lang siya nagustuhan.
Mm-hmm.
So yun. So I engage myself na lang sa mga more active stuff.
Okay. And what about yung physical? Like, is it conscious to make an effort to dress up? Or kung paano ka maglalakad? Kung paano ka magsasalita? Was it all kind of rehearsed? Or conscious effort ba talaga lagi siya na kailangan ganun ka? Or nakasanayan mo na lang?
Ay, hindi. Sa akin, on my part, hindi. Hindi ako nag-pay attention dun sa how I dressed. Kasi normally, hindi naman ako nag... Though, meron akong... Conscious ako sa hygiene, no? Na usually, na hindi naman na ginagawa ng normal na lalaki. I mean, tapos ako, masyado akong conscious sa ganun. Then,
masyado kang balidoso.
Yeah. That's the word, balidoso.
Uh-huh.
Compared sa iba na somehow yung iba tinitigil ko talaga para akong bading, ba't ka nagaganyan? So I stopped it.
Like what?
Like ano? Parang
bading? Eh bading naman talaga ako.
Kung pwede ko sabihin ganun. Pag uh-huh. Pag nagli-lip balm, mahilig ako mag-lip balm kasi.
Okay.
Yeah, so alam mo yung normal na nasa office ka tapos nasa pocket mo dito yung lip balm mo tapos bigla ka na lang magli-lip balm. Eh, syempre, ayoko ng dry na lips, no?
Ang gawin mo kasi, lagay mo na lang yung daliri mo, scoop mo, tapos ganun mo para hindi halata.
Ewan ko, I have, gusto ko
ng gesture. At saka gesture. Uso na rin naman
gusto yun. Gusto ko kasi ng gesture na talagang nagaganan ka ng lips mo. Yes, yung ganun, yes. Gustong-gusto ko yun. Yeah. Parang iniisip ko lang dati, siguro hindi naman ako iisipin na ba din kasi nga, lip balm naman pa, hindi naman sa lipstick or lip gloss.
Yeah. Mas mabuwirdohan naman siguro ko kung nasa canister pa siya, tapos scoop mo, tapos gaganun mo.
Oh, di ba? Tapos yung pinky finger ko pa yung gagamitin ko pang pang spread. Medyo weird na yun. Not weird, medyo na yun, medyo suspicious na pag ano.
Okay. And what about walking? May conscious effort ba to walk na oy, kumami nagsisway na hips ko or what?
Or ay, hindi. Never naman nag-swing. Meron bang ganun? Nagsiswing yung hips?
No, may mga tao na conscious na tipong po pag naglakad yung tipong.
Diba? Ay, hindi. Wala naman ako. Normal. Wala, hindi ko siya pinapansin. kung whatever ko naman lahat.
Okay. What about with work? With workmates and all?
Workmates?
My conscious effort on some, to, may conscious effort ba sa'yo na hindi sila mag-accept or what? Or you just don't care?
I don't care. Siguro nandun ako sa I don't care. Mm-hmm. Pero wala din naman ako kasing maginagawa na ikaka-suspect nila na baka ba din. Wala pa naman.
Yung sinasabi mo na effort na baka ba ding to and all, was it always a conscious effort para hindi ka lang mapagsabihan na o mapag-isipan na ba ding ka?
Yes. Lahat ng mga bagay na meron ka, yung bagay na suot mo, yung bagay na kinikilos mo, yun, iisipin, sometimes nilalaro ko muna siya sa isip ko na dapat ko bang sabihin ko, baka isipin na ba din ako. Well, dati nga, yung mga words, paano ba? Yung mga words din na associated sa gay lingo dati, kontrola, ay kumbaga, I watch myself speaking it kasi baka sabihin na, kinikasalita ng ganyan, yung mga mare-mare, mga ganyan. Basta mga words, ano, pag nakakabanggit ako, shit, parang mag-overthink na ako. Shit, isip ba nito na ba ding ako ganyan-ganyan? So,
So pati mga expressions, kailangan ano ka,
yes.
On point ka lagi, on flick.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. What about colors? Like, may conscious effort ba na to wear certain colors of shirt or polo?
Wala naman. I enjoy wearing pink, actually.
Ah, fantastic. Yeah, straight man wear pink.
Okay sa akin ang pink. Good. Though favorite color ko is any shade of green. Pink is good.
Okay, good. And
cream, mga ganyan, beige.
So yung talagang, it's such a conscious effort. Having said na meron kang malaking conscious effort, katumbas din yan, yung maraming concern, maraming fears. So, now that you've grown up, you accepted yourself as a gay man, it's just that you're closeted and all, ano yung mga concerns mo, mga fears mo?
Actually, nung nakarating pumunta ako dito sa Singapore, sobrang bothered ako na ako lang mag-isa. I have no friends. And then...
Wait, you're arriving in Singapore without knowing anyone, no?
Yeah, yes.
Okay.
Tapos, hindi naman ako yung... gusto ko sana mag-start na may makilala ako ng katulad ko. As me, na yun nga, may makilala akong member ng LGBT. Or people like us. Yun yung term ng mga naririnig ko dati.
PLU.
Yeah. Tapos yun, na-encounter ko yung Twitter Spaces.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, nung pumasok ako doon, meron ako pinasukan na isang Twitter Spaces. Tapos nagtanong ako about dun sa how should I deal on these things na wala akong makilala kasi takot ako. Paano ba? Takot akong maging ganun pa. Takot pa akong ilabas yung ganung side ko. Mm-hmm. Kasi nga, wala naman akong kakilala. Yung mga nakilala ko na dito is hindi ako makakilos ng ganun. Kasi hindi naman ganun sila. Pag nag-act ako ng ganun, maja-judge nila ako as being gay.
Mm-hmm.
So ang ginawa ko, humanap ako ng mga tao na katulad ko, so that I can freely express kung ano yung nasa isip ko. I can freely talk. I can freely act. Alam mo yan? So, the bottom line is, maraming tao.
But did you not take it as a chance, since you don't know anyone, did you not take it as a chance na, I'll just be myself. I'm just gonna come out in the open because it's a good playing field. No, wala akong kakilala. Then I'll be as comfortable in my own skin.
Yeah, ganun naman yung ginawa ko actually. Yung may mga nakikilala na ako, that I meet people na ganun din, na that I get to act. Nung may nakilala naman ako, mas naging comfortable na ako dun sa kung paano na So kung paano ka magsalita dapat, kung paano ka mag...
alam mo yun. Mari-mari ka na din.
Oh, kasi alam mo yun, yung nang o-cry na ako, nung mga nakikita ako. Kasi dati, pag, for example, kasama ko, mga tatay-tatay, tapos hindi ka naman pwedeng kalabitin mo yung tatay, tapos o-cry mo yung mga nakasalubong mo, or yung masama mo sa transpo. Di ba? Parang mawiwirdahan sila sa iyo ng gano'n. So, in people like us, yung mga gano'n gesture is for fun na accepted. Di ba? Alam mo yun na we...
Paano ka makapagbiruan? Yung sinasabi mo. Example, kasi hindi ko ma-imagine. Okay, sample.
For example, kasama ko yung mga straight na tatay. And then, may mga
people like us.
For example, mag-o-cry ng mga tao sa ano, sa...
Like, ano yung address mo, moms? Tingnan mo, moms.
Ay, hindi naman. Hindi, walang gano'n. Yung mga ano ka lang, mga lalait ka lang or mga okray ka lang mga tao sa paligid. Yung mga gano'n.
Pero sayang na ano, na you didn't, although hindi mo naman kailangan yung bigay na bigay na kailangan mong maging commending or what, you just have to be yourself.
Yes. Ako naman, hindi naman ako, hindi din ako, dun sa coming out. No, I will never do that. Kasi para sa akin naman, it is what it is. Kung nakikita niyo ang ganito. Sa ngayon, nasa state ko ngayon. Kung ano man yung nakikita nila sa akin, I'm like that. Yun, ako na yun. Mm-hmm. Hindi na ako yung, Pero wala naman akong tinitake against dun sa mga nagka-come out. Ang akin lang is, hindi ko na siya dapat gawin kasi kailangan ako is nag-come out na ako sa sarili ko. Mm-hmm. Whatever it is, even sa family ko and friends, I don't think I have to explain it to them. Mm-hmm. Kasi hindi naman sila ako eh. Ako ay ako. Mm-hmm. Kaya, I only deserve the coming out is for myself. Yeah. The acceptance is for myself.
Yeah.
Not with other.
Okay. Let me piggyback on the acceptance part. What about family? Is that something that you thought of? Like, paano to pag nalaman nila? I don't understand if they're going... Meron bang fear of acceptance sa family mo? Or you think na, I'm sure they'll understand?
For sure, may intindihan naman nila. Ang takot ko lang din kasi is ano yung magiging impact or yung feedback ng mga kamag-anak sa amin. Kasi, if I'm not mistaken, dun sa mga kamag-anak ko talaga, wala pang nagka-come out as gay.
Oh, so sa clan niyo, walang known personality?
Yeah, wala pa. Yes, and then...
But tapos, you think you have pinsan na closeted din? Nagkakatinginan ka na, oh, babae ka din, girl.
I don't know. Hindi naman. Kasi almost mga pinsan ko is babae.
Uh-huh.
Babae. Yeah. Sobrang konti lang din ng lalaki dun sa pamilya namin. And then, sa pamilya namin, is all boys kami. We're five boys. Alam mo yun? So, ang nangyayari is, yung ibang mga kamag-anak namin, is yung mga pinsan ko is pamilyado na at the age of what we are now, may pamilya na, may asawa, or may girlfriend. Pero yung family ko, never naman silang nag-ask kung kailan ako mag-asawa, may girlfriend ba ako. Uh-huh. Never silang nagtanong sa akin. Uh-huh. Hanggang yung ex ko naman is dumating na lang yun sa kanila. Parang nalaman na lang nila yun through social media. Uh-huh. Pero never din naman akong nagkwento sa kanila na si ano, then hindi naman lumabot sa point na may pinakilala ako sa kanila.
Mm-hmm. What about your friends? Is that your old friends, your old personal friends? Is that a concern as well na baka kung ano sasabihin nila?
Sila yung ano ko ngayon. Sila yung sa family ko wala na. Okay na ako sa family ko. Feeling ko naman may intindihan ako. Sa friends naman, parang gusto kong tanggapin or I am in the process of accepting na whatever I don't tell them kung ano man yung hindi ko sabihin sa kanila is should not a big deal. Hindi ko dapat gawing big deal yung mga bagay na hindi ko sinasabi sa kanila.
Okay.
Except dun sa few, I mean, bilang yung few I consider na best friend ko talaga. Siguro magsasabi ako sa kanila. Hindi ako magka-come out, pero magsasabi ako sa kanila.
What are you gonna tell them?
Hmm?
What are you gonna tell them?
Hindi. Pag tinanong ako, for example, yung best friend ko, tinanong niya ako. For some reason, halimbawa, ma-identify niya ako, malay ko kung meron siya social media, and then I have one friend na encounter na yung itong social media ko na to.
Mm-hmm.
And then he asked me, ikaw ba to? I just deny it. Dinenay ko lang sa kanya. Then he never asked.
Bakit mo dinenay? Bakit mo dinenay?
Kasi ayoko alamin niya.
Out of panic or out
siguro,
of panic?
Siguro. May ganun. Panic na shit na nakilala niya ako. Ganun. Pero ang tingin ko kasi, may idea naman na siya. Hindi lang niya masyadong pinursing. Hindi niya na ako masyadong pinursing question.
You don't want to go back there and say, actually, it was me.
No.
Na-shock lang ako.
No.
Out of panic.
Feeling ko naman may idea na siya. May idea na siya. Alam kong alam niyang ako yun. It's just that ayaw niya na siguro i-ano pa sa akin.
Parang
maging uncomfortable din ako. Which is a good thing. Magaling siyang friend.
Do you still talk to the guy?
Yes.
Oh, nice. Siguro sa kanya na alam kong ikaw to. Parang,
He's gay also naman.
Oh, he is gay too?
Yes. Tumira kami sa isang bahay dati. With his partner. Tapos ako, then isang roommate pa namin. Yun. Siya yung unang nakakita kasi nga, di ba, gay siya, and then may social media siya. Ganun. So, siguro nakita niya yung profile ko, and then he tried to confirm kung ako ba yung girlfriend. So,
gay din naman pala. Bakit nag-deny ka pa?
Wala lang. Ayoko naman magsabi sa kanya. Hindi naman niya ako tinanong directly.
Have you seen him yet?
No. Hindi naman kami madalas mag-usap. Though we talk, pero hindi din madalas.
Okay. All right. Do you plan to tell him?
No.
Okay. Why is that?
I have no plan on telling anyone.
All right. Okay. So let me give you some scenarios. Let me know what you think about this kind of scenarios. So say, for example, you got to places like halimbawa sauna. You've been to a sauna, a gay sauna. Say for example, you've been to a gay sauna tapos nakita mo yung say isang friend mo na hindi mo rin pala alam na gay. So how would you react?
Kung actual na siguro kami nagkita, I mean, nandun kami sa situation na yun, I'll talk to him. For example, yung kinukwento ko na nakakita sa social media.
So kung nagkakasin sa gay sauna,
yes, nandun kami, di mag-usap kami. Kakausapin ko siya na,
oh, hi, are you enjoying here?
Yeah.
Candid, casual.
Yeah, or ganun. Casual, nakakausapin ko siya. Pero yung mag-iiwasan, I don't think so. If kung siya ang iiwas, ako personally hindi ako iiwas, I will approach him. Pero kung siya yung medyo hesitant to get, alam mo yun, na lumapit,
okay,
I would understand.
Say sa Manila, sa Manila, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've done short times, yung mga checked-in, mga ganyan. Yung mga pumasok sa mga mga motel. Paano kung paglabas mo ng pinto, may nakita ka sa ikamag-anak? Tapos kayong dalawang lalaki yung lumabas? Hi po.
Kamag-anak. Ako siguro, pinsang babae. For example, talagang nagkakitaan kami. For example,
yeah, as in, pag papapapaspa either papasok sila, palabas ka, or pareho kayong palabas, nagkita kayo.
Ako dead ma. Dededmahin ko siya. And then, if magtatanong siya, then I would answer. Hindi ako yung mag-i-initiate ng mag-i-explain. No.
But you will say hello?
No. Hindi din.
Ay, pinsan mo?
Yes, yes.
Eh, paano kung sinabi
kahit na... Kahit ikaw. Dededmahin lang ito. Let's go.
Bakit mo ako dededmahin? Eh, kilala naman kita.
For example, nga, pinsan kita. Gan.
Ah, okay. Pinsan, alam mo ba, okay, halimbawa, aksin ako, uy, kuya, hello.
I'm sure magbigla ka ng hello.
Hard, no? It's going to be
awkward. Pag may ganun, pag nag-initiate naman ng conversation, mag-ahaya ako. Hello.
Hello. Boyfriend ko pala. Okay, booking ko pala.
And then, ngingiti lang, and then labas na. Hindi ako mag-engage.
Yung tipong hindi mo malaman kung sino mauunang lumakad. Sila ba o dapat ako?
Siyempre ako. Ako hindi ako mag-engage talaga. Ako mag-initiate na. Let's move forward.
Oh my God.
I will not engage into a conversation na hindi ako magiging komportable.
Is that something that you're hoping na sana hindi mangyari to?
I'm open naman kung anong mangyari actually.
All right, okay.
Open. Kaso yun nga, nandun ako sa mindset na hindi ako mag-engage sa isang conversation na alam kong hindi ako magiging comfortable. Unless the following day, mag-ask siya, dun ako papasok sa conversation.
What about dating? You're open to dating someone na, di ba? You're open
naman
to being in a relationship with someone. So say, for example, you found another person na talagang, eto na eh, gusto ko na to, mahal ko na to, and all. And you're frequently out and about. And is that something that you're okay with? Or kailangan ba na, wait, may mga ano ba, masyadong madikit, or mga ganyan, or you're just gonna be all out?
You mean suck? Qualities or
no, like for example, karelasyon mo na doesn't matter kung sino.
Ah, kami na.
Oh, basta kayo na. Mm-hmm. Like going out, will that be an issue? Will that be such an effort for you to ano, bahala na, it's okay, I'm in love.
Yeah, wala, all out wala. Naman ako, wala willing na. Akong nakaakbay sa kanya in public, willing ako naka-audience in public. Yes.
Oh wow, seriously?
Yes.
Wow. That's nice, ano, huh? In Singapore.
Pero again,
wait, in Singapore, person, not in the Philippines.
In the Philippines.
That's a
I can try. Aspect. I can. Oh, naman I can.
Ah, talaga?
Basta alam kong kami na. I mean kung sino man yung magiging partner. Yes. Hindi ko itatago yung isang masayang bagay tulad ng love na itago. Na deserve naman niya. Ano, may deserve naman niya yung mga ganung bagay na maging masaya. Unless ayaw niya.
Mm-hmm.
Unless ayaw, kung siya, hindi siya open sa ganun, I would respect that. Pero ako, as much as possible, if you're my partner, you deserve the love na nakikita mo and na feel mo. Hindi yan dapat tinatago.
Paano kung halimbawang, di ba may mga typical story to na yung kapartner, halimbawa tayong dalawa, I'm very much open with my family, tsaka relatives, tsaka mga friends. Tapos, pinapakilala na kita. We're on our, what, a year? We've been going out for a year. We've been in a relationship for a year, for 2 years. Yet, hindi mo pa ako pinapakilala sa family mo and all. Tapos, ninanag na kita. Is that something going to be an issue in the future? Pag sinabi ko, I think it's about time na ano, na umamin ka na sa family mo, yes, at pakilala mo na ako. Or it's yes, not going to be, it's not going to happen. Or it's not going to be an issue. Pag pre-pressure
ka na, it's an issue. Kasi magiging open ako sa sarili. I mean, sa sarili ko, oo. Willing akong maging open sa kung sino man yung taong related sa kanya. Pero ako, if force mo,
mm-mm,
na ipapakila, yung magiging ganun setup ni Papa, siguro hindi pa ako ready sa ganun. Not siguro. Hindi siguro. Hindi pa talaga ako ready sa ganun. And,
is that the reason why you don't want to be in a relationship at the moment, seriously? Because hindi ka pa ready. Dahil iniisip mo na, this will come. This day or that.
Yes, actually, yung last na dinate, last na nakadate ko is, pinag-isipan ko talaga siya. Kasi parang ako, ready na ako. Ready na akong magkaroon ng experience on how to be in a relationship with the guy.
Mm.
And then, ang takot ko na lang nun is, since closeted ako, is yung open kasi siya, I mean out siya. So, yung community niya is sobrang dami. Baka, alam mo yun, yung community niya, may makakilala sa akin, whoever, kung sino man yung makakilala niya, is ma-recognize ako. Then, alam mo na, yun na. So, magiging, matatag na ako as, yun yung kinakatakot ko. Pero parang nag-ano ako, na in-accept ko na, na ready na akong, ready na akong pumasok sa relationship. Pero hindi ako ready kung kaya ko bang pumasok dun sa mundo na meron siya. Kasi nga, marami siya kong kilala, ako hindi, ako wala.
Mm.
So yun yung isang naging worry. Pero, at the end of the day naman, dinose niya ako. So, win-win situation.
So mahirap pala yon. So halimbawa, so hindi mo ipapakilala sa family.
Not yet.
Two years yet. Na ha, halimbawa ang scenario.
For two years. Uy, uh-huh. Bago lang yan.
Bago lang ba yung 2 years? How long
would it be? Hindi, ikaw, kung hindi mo naman ako tanggap as that, na yun lang yung kaya kong kaya ko namang i-offer is yung buong ako. Eh di, huwag na lang.
Oh wow, you're willing to lose another person.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Kasi ako naman eh, hindi naman pamilya ko yung ano eh. Alam mo, hindi naman yung pamilya ko yung it shouldn't be my family or my friends at stake to build our relationship. It should be us. Dalawa lang tayo. Tayo yung bubuo ng mundo natin dalawa.
Yeah, pero B, you have to remember the people around us matters too. So parang okay, sa mundo ko na lang ikaw pumasok, pero hindi ko mapasok ng todo-todo yung mundo mo. I don't like you know, para pang emergency, magkasama tayo, who do I need to call? Yung mga ganun, who do I need to call? Who do I need to call kung may ganitong issue or concern about you? Who do I need to call? Kasi wala akong kilala sa mundo mo. So those kind of thing. Paano yun? Paano I open my world to you tapos ako hindi ako penetrate sa mundo mo kasi hanggang dito lang yung kaya mo. I understand where you're coming from but there are certain things din siguro.
But it's not, pero naman, hindi naman yung you end of the night. I mean, hindi naman yung end of the night. Hindi siya ending na. Hindi ko siya kayang gawin.
Uh-huh.
It's just that it takes time for me. It
takes time. So yes. 2 years is still, or probably, nasasabi mo lang yan kasi hindi mo nararamdaman talaga.
Pwede. We can say that.
Because once you have a partner, you'll definitely be proud of your partner.
Malay mo naman, mag-joba ako, pakilala ko namin sa parents ko.
True. Mo.
Life is uncertain.
Yeah. So, ang pinaka importante din sa conversation is where you are comfortable with sa buhay mo. And alam mo naman, conscious ka naman sa mga challenges and you know how to react on certain issues. Parang in a sense, parang pinag-isipan mo na yung buhay mo, how you're going to react on certain events, on certain scenarios. And if there's only one thing is the coming out issue, are you something that you're trying to ano ba sa sarili mo, like, tumatanda na yung parents ko, I think they deserve to know. Those kind of thing, naiisip mo ba yun na I'll just come out with them? Or is there a need for you to come out on sa family mo? To alam mo yun. Kasi marami ako mga kaibigan na tumanda na lang talaga na they never come out.
then I'll be that kind of man.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
siguro, never magiging big deal yun sa family mo. I don't know. Hindi ko naman nilala. Pero feeling ko sa family ko is, for at some point, marirealize na ganyan ako. Kasi nga, hindi ako mag-aasawa or what. Or hindi rin naman natin masabi na wala akong never akong nagpakilala ng babae sa kanila. Mm-hmm. Ano, they will understand or they will come up to that. Naiisipin nila yun. Pero hindi nila yun ipangungudan sa'yo na umamin ka na.
Mm-hmm.
Eh, because they are your family.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, feeling ko, hindi siya magiging big deal sa nanay at tatay ko kung sasabihin ko ba kung ano yung kung sino ako or what. Then the rest, kung friends ko man, I don't know, they understand or not. Wala na akong pakay.
But if your family member, any family member, any of your personal friends would ask you, B, are you gay?
Yeah, hindi kong gano'n. Sabihin kong gano'n. Yeah.
Dad, hello. Ngayon pa. No. Seriously, yeah. if one of your family members, especially your parents and personal friends, would ask.
If you, my brother, sige, sabihin natin, if my brother, my older brother would ask me, my elder brother yeah. would ask me, are you, bro, are you gay? Sabihin ko. Sabihin ko, yeah, I am.
Hmm. Okay. Nice. As in nice. If I'm gonna ask you, I'm sure there's a lot of closeted gay men who will be listening to this. Do you have any particular message to them? Do you want to say anything to them?
Siguro ang gusto ko lang sabihin to all the people like me, it is not we're hiding skeletons on our closet. It is a wonderful thing that we're hiding. Not really hiding, but it is a wonderful thing that we're keeping to ourselves. Kasi we owe it to ourselves, lang naman. Everything we owe it to ourselves. So wala. I don't think na dapat may dapat kang ipangamba na the fear. I understand the fear, but para sa akin, knowing yourself more is what really matters.
Mm-hmm.
Whether na tinatawag nila tayo as closeted, na takot, or what, eh yun eh. Wala naman tayo magagawa dun eh. We only owe it to ourselves. So, we're not hiding. Para sa akin, we're not hiding. I can't say na let's just continue hiding whatever we feel inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that get an avenue to express who you are.
Ano? Mm-hmm. Last question. What can you say about those people na halimbawa naglalakad ka? And then there are some people magbubulungan na ako eh. Girl din yan. Parang paminta. Kanyan.
Those who put labels on you.
Paminta. Borta.
If ina na lang, if they're doing it for fun, I would understand. Pero pag ginagawa, if they're labeling you as, alam mo yun, as ang point ng pag-label nila sa is to stigmatize or mm-hmm. or ang tawag nila doon. Basta yun, pag ini-stigmatize ka nila is wala na, labas na sila doon.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they can wala naman magigil ako. Kung ano man magiging reaction ko sa kanila. For example, dumadaan ako tapos biglang magbubulungan sila na nalilinig. So kasi kung totoo siya, hindi mo sila kakilala.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely, hindi siya out of ano, hindi siya out of naman fun kasi hindi mo naman sila kilala eh. They were just in-stigmatize kanina. Siguro ang pupunta pupunta lang ako sa harapan nila. Look who's talking. Dumb bitch. Ganun.
I don't think you're going to do that. You're too nice of a person. I don't think you're going to do that. I think a reaction mo is malaking dead ma. I don't care.
Well, hindi, feeling ko naman mas malakas na yung loob ko ngayon compared dati. Pero pag may ganun situation talaga, lapit ako sa mga. Ah, look who's talking.
Bitch. Mayroon ka bang ganitong katawan? Charot! Anyway, B, again, as always, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
it's
thank you.
It's okay.
For doing this. And yeah, thank you and good luck. And
yeah.
And I'm glad that we're friends. And
I'm glad too.
And you know how much I love you. And
thank you.
Yeah, just look after yourself always. And I'm here for you anytime. Thank you for this.
You're always welcome.
It might seem straightforward that living in the closet would be stressful and coming out would provide relief from those stressors. However, that isn't always the case. It depends greatly on what a person's environment and support systems are. Coming out of the closet is an individual choice. No one is ever required to do it. And if you know anyone who are closeted gay or lesbian or what have you, please give your utmost support to these people. Respect and love them as much as they do love you in return. And don't out these people. It's their own story. It's their own terms. And it's their own life to deal with. And if they're going to come out, let them come out in their own terms. Well, another episode has ended. I hope you loved it. And please do share my podcast to your family and friends. And my podcast streams on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on Spotify. And powered by Anchor FM. Well, till next time, everybody. This is Tony reminding each and every one of you that we are all beautiful like every colors of the rainbow. Bye, everybody, and God bless. Mwah. Bye.